Right. Hey, I'm very excited for my next guest because it is a big day for them. They've announced an album, and more so than that, they've put out a dangerous track. Impregnable might be the word. I genuinely mean it. It is such a sexy, gorgeous song. I'm delighted to have our very own Saribi on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. You're going to make me blush.
Oh, no. It's seriously, man. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. How are you? Congratulations. Big day for you.
Yeah, it's a big day. I'm excited. It's release day, so I'm feeling relieved.
Yeah, now is it a feeling you ever get used to?
Not really. When it comes around, it's always a little nerve-wracking, and I wouldn't say I'm used to it.
Nah, I've never released music, but I reckon it must be nerve-wracking. So thank you for doing it so I don't have to. So before we get to your very, very sexy new single that's out, let's talk about kind of the bigger work that it's from, called Dime. Tell us a little bit about it. How's this journey been?
Yeah, sure. It's been a hell of a journey. I had a few months end of last year to myself to basically just experiment with songwriting, which ended up being going into the direction of an album. And so I went through various kind of demos and ideas to getting more songs and then putting together songs, and a couple months in, I felt like I had a record, and I decided to call it Dime, because it felt like a perfect 10 tracks.
I love that.
Yeah.
Was that the intention to come out with kind of a body of work after that time, or was it more just that this happened to, you know, be going really well for you?
I think there was the intention to put a record together, especially after my first album. I wanted to put something out that had the feeling of sort of, so it felt like one piece of music, one chapter, which I felt like the first record was more beats and ideas plucked from different places, whereas I had this desire to put something cohesive together. And so I think that was great.
Yeah. Mm. That's so, so very cool. Now, how when you want to be experimental with something, how does one even like approach that? Do you just go to sort of unfamiliar territories?
Sure. I think for me, it's just having time.
Yeah, yeah, right, right.
If I've got time to sink into things and make mistakes and make a bunch of crappy ideas to land on a good one, I feel like that's all it's about, really. I'm sure you go to some unfamiliar places, you know, conjure some pull some feelings in from somewhere else.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That is so, so cool and so interesting to really think about. Now, this first track that's come out might as well be Watching. Did you kind of always know it was going to be your first release?
No, I didn't. I had no idea about singles. I asked some friends.
Wow.
I asked some friends to sort of decide on what they thought would be better.
Oh my God. I love that. Oh, am I jealous of the power they had, or like, would I feel too nervous about that? I wonder. That's so very interesting. And is that coming from a place of like, you simply just enjoy all your own music you couldn't possibly pick? Or is it trying to get fresh eye, kind of fresh eyes on a thing?
That's it. Fresh eyes. I think I was too attached and heard it too much to have sort of a broader perspective on it. Maybe I was, yeah, I was too close to it and had heard it too much through the mixing process. Yeah, that's, you're dead right.
What about, yeah, what about the kind of while you're actually in the creative process? Because I feel like one could almost listen to something so much they kind of can't make any more decisions on it, if you get what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
How do you deal to that?
Yeah. I suppose it's forever changing. One day can be awful, and the next day can be heaven.
Yeah, yeah, so right. Wow.
You get these curveballs, I suppose. But it's a good question.
Yeah, that's so interesting. Now, what's your kind of like recording setup like? Were you in a studio?
Yep. I have a home studio.
Ah, yeah, right.
In Titirangi, West Auckland.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, pretty lucky. It's a little quiet setup. Out in the burbs.
Yeah, wow. Man, it's funny. When I remember, you know, living up in Auckland as a little kid, and like, no one wanted to be in West Auckland. and now it's like a gorgeous place.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm not a musician, but I have to say, when people kind of describe the blissfulness that comes with like the home recording setup, it always like, it makes me want to get into recording music. Is it really an area you've kind of curated and made comfortable and like creative for yourself?
Yeah, it's like a dojo.
Oh, love. Oh my God. Yeah.
It's got to feel like a sacred space. I suppose I did utilize, I did some additional mixes at Roundhead Studios in Auckland with D. Stevens. So he went through the tracks at the end and did a final mix.
Wow,
and
cool.
And caught all the things that I may have missed. Yeah, on the big speakers.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, well, the big speakers are going to help, aren't they? So, yeah, of course, I might as well be watching. That's out today. And I'm so, so excited for people to listen to that. In terms of further releases and Dime, and I'm going to be as bold as to inquire perhaps about a tour or something. What's kind of the movement and dates around other releases?
I've completely snoozed on the live music opportunity.
Oh, respect.
I've missed it yet again, but I'm planning to go to, I'm going to Germany in a week's time. I'm going to Japan a month after that, so I'll be hopefully playing a few shows in Japan.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Where are you going to in Germany?
I'm going to go right down to Freiburg, down the bottom by the Black Forest.
Oh, wow.
I'll spend a bit of time in Berlin too.
Oh, jealous. Love.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years that I've been in Auckland now, so it's good to go soak up something else.
Totally. Yeah. Is this for business or pleasure?
Mostly pleasure. I have some friends also going to Japan, so there'll be a bit of a group.
Oh, lovely. Oh my God, yeah. That's so cool. Now in terms of Dime, when do we get to have not just this appetizer but the full meal?
Sure. I think I should have wrote these down. Sometime in March.
Sometime in March. No, I think I have it here. March 28th.
Okay, yeah, that sounds about right.
Oh, I don't know if I'm patient enough for that, but that's okay. That's fine.
There's a bit of a gap between releases, but I suppose that's the nature of summer coming. It's getting
totally,
to holiday
totally.
Season.
And hey, build some suspense. Keep us on our toes, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I've really appreciated this, and I've kind of always really enjoyed your music, but this new track is something else entirely. So thank you so much for making it, I guess. Is what
You're
I'm
so
think-
welcome.
That's what I'm thanking for. What's on the agenda today? You got much on planned?
Yeah, I suppose I'm going to go and do some painting, not creative painting, but house painting, sadly.
Right. Maybe give them a mural on their house, maybe?
A few creative squiggles on the wall.
Yeah.
I'll see what I can do.
Hey, well, hopefully you enjoyed that. But, just one more time. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Yeah, it's been a treat. Thanks for your time.
It's my absolute pleasure. And to our audience out there, that was Sarah B talking about his brand new track, Might As Well Be Watching, which I'm about to play in a second for you, and it's off a upcoming album they're going to be releasing March next year. It's called Dime. But in the meantime, absolutely enjoy the song. It's amazing.